Jeff Buckley with the Two Roads and Two Destinations Radio Ministries. We're in Genesis chapter 16 looking at the characters of the scriptures, and we're looking at Sarah, Hagar, and Abraham in this particular passage. We went over this some, but I'd like to look at it again, the sort of backtracking to look at that which is to come. Now we have to remember that Abram was the one to whom the promises were made. God said, "In thee shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, and your seed they'll all be blessed, and your children will be numbered as the sand upon the seashore and as the stars of heaven." A man who received the great promises of God. And God had promised him a child. Now Abram was getting on up in years. It says in chapter 17 and verse 1, he was 99 years old, so he was in his 80s whenever Sarah spoke to him and Hagar and said, we need a child, Sarah says to Abraham. We're old, we're not going to be able to have children soon. And what we'll do, we'll just bring this Egyptian woman up, and she will bear the child for me. And according to some of the writings I've read and the tradition of that day, the tradition was that when this woman would have a child, this Egyptian, then it would belong to Sarai. But, you know, God's promises don't operate on tradition. They don't operate on custom. God's promises are His word. And God hadn't said to Abram and Sarah, you can have this child by adoption, you can have this child by tradition, or any way. He had said, in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And the point being, in this age that they're going to be at when they have this child, it says that her womb was now dead, and Abram was past the age of bearing children by the time they have Isaac. The point being that it was a promise of God, and God's promises operate outside of the realm of nature sometimes, that He steps in and makes miracles happen. And this is what happened in the case of Abram and Sarah. But Abram and Sarah have gotten impatient with God's promise. Now remember, God had called Abram out of Ur of the Chaldees. He had called him from his family, and Lot had went with him. And now they've been through battles. They've been through droughts. They've been through Egypt. It's been a good deal of time spent here in Abraham's life, and yet the promise has still not been fulfilled. And now they're beginning to wonder here. God has given us a promise. He promised us that in our seed should all the nations of the earth be blessed. So why don't we do it this way? So they had the idea of using the Egyptian handmaiden to bear children or a child. And this would be how God was going to supply their promise for them. And so many times we do the same thing today. God has promised us this or that. And since He's taken so long about it, why don't we do it this way or that way? Well, men and women, we wait upon God. His promises are yea and amen in the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's nothing we can do to change that. We have to just wait upon God, trust in His promises, and wherever in due time, He will bring it about. But we begin to understand how Abram and Sarah must have felt here. It had been a long time, and now they wanted to have this child that God had promised them. Well, let's begin reading verse 3 of chapter 16, and we'll read through the end of that chapter. And let's have a word of prayer before we do it. Father, we thank You for Your word. Lord, we realize there are a lot of times that we're impatient. There's a lot of times whenever we tend to not want to wait upon You. There are times, Lord, that we just go out and do the wrong thing contrary to what You have said. Father, we just pray that You might teach us through this with Abram and Sarah. Father, there results of that and why we shouldn't do it, or what you can do for us, Lord, if we wait upon you. So we pray for your blessings on this today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 3 of Genesis chapter 16. And Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived, and when she saw that she had conceived, and her mistress was despised in her eyes. But Sarah said unto Abram, My wrong be upon thee, I have given my maid unto thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes, and the Lord judged between me and thee. And Abram said unto Sarai, Behold, thy maid is in thine hand, do to her as it pleaseth thee. And when Sarah dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way of Shur. And he said unto Hagar, Sarai's maid, whence camest thou? And whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarai. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Return to thy mistress and submit thyself into her hands. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, and it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Behold, thou art with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael. Because the Lord has heard thy affliction. And he will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and his every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of the Lord that spoke to her, Thou God seest me. For she said, Have I also here looked for him that seeth me? Wherefore the well was called Beer Lahairoi. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bare Abram a son, and Abram called his son's name, which Hagar bare, Ishmael. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abram. Abram was 86 years old when he bare Ishmael. Now, I'd said he was in his 80s, so you see he's on up in years here. And you begin to see why he was impatient, why Sarah would have been impatient. Now, they had been here 10 years in the land of Canaan. And that's 10 years waiting upon God to fulfill his promise that he had made. You know, it don't sound long whenever we're reading it in the Bible, but whenever you're living it, it's a long time, ain't it? Well, the Lord's not slack concerning it, concerning his promise, as we count slackness. He will fulfill the promises that he has made. But we have to wait. His time is not our time. We must wait upon his time. Now, so Abram and Sarah come in. And you know God in the beginning created Adam and Eve. One man and one woman. And we begin to see here the multiple marriage here. Abram's now got Sarai and Hagar. And what happens in the home immediately? When Hagar bears a son, she despises Sarai. It causes the first conflict between Abram and Sarai here. And she comes to Sarah and says, and Sarah comes to Abram and says, The Lord judge between you and me. And I believe we talked about how strong a statement that was last time. But we see conflict in the home. Not only conflict between Sarah and Abraham, or Abram, but also conflict between Sarai and Hagar. Who is going to be the dominant wife in this house? Is it going to be the one with the child? Or is it going to be the first wife? Or what? You see, the conflict is arising. You see the problems that are starting. Who is the number one wife? Well, Abram says to Sarai, of course you are. Now you do with this maid as it pleases you. Hagar has overstepped her bounds. She has misread her position. She is not the wife of Abraham like Sarah is. She was more of a concubine, if you will. And she was raising their child. But Hagar hadn't saw it that way, which is understandable. You understand this. We can see why the conflict would be here. But we see also what happens whenever people do not listen to what God says and do not follow what God has laid out. We see the conflict beginning because Abram and Sarah had not waited upon the promise of God to be fulfilled. And again, not condemning them. We don't condemn them for that, or I don't. But I do say that the wages of sin is death. God had said this. And there's going to be a result. The reason God has told us to do certain things, the reason he has given us certain things that we are not to do or are to do, is because he loves us. He knows that this principle is in effect, and that any time we sin, the principle is, be sure your sins will find you out. And, of course, they do here. Now, Abram and Sarah now, Sarah deals harshly with Hagar, and the word for harshly is really, really harsh. She's real hard on Hagar, almost vindictive. And Hagar just has as much as she can stand, and she takes her baby and she leaves and she runs away. And she goes out into the wilderness, away from everybody. And you can just see Hagar don't know what she's going to do. She don't know where she's headed. She just knows that she don't want to be under the dominion of Sarah anymore. And out here in the wilderness by this well of water, she meets with God. And the name she gives to God, Thou Lord seest me, Thou God seest me. Here she was out in the middle of the desert running from Sarai, and God comes to her in this place. Do we see here the love of God? And he reaches out to Hagar and he speaks to her. And he tells her what kind of a son she's going to have. His name was Ishmael. He had been rightly named. He was going to be a wild man. But he was going to be a father of the nations, multitudes. He was going to have a promise from God also. He may not have been the promised child, but he was a child of blessing for Hagar. And she saw this and spoke to God out here in the desert. And God has given her the promise. And here she calls upon the name of God. It's one of the names of God given in the scriptures. Thou God seest me. Sometimes when we're in the middle of our worst afflictions and the hardest times that we're going to go through in our lives, we have to remember that we have a God that sees us. We have a God that loves us. We have a God that's paying attention to everything that's going on in our lives. We may not stand out like all the others. We may not be paid attention to by men. We may not be seen. We may even be rejected by men. But Thou God seest me. And here God had met with her by this well and given to her a promise. And he says to her, return to your mistress and submit yourself under her hands. She was about to go back into the hard times, but she had the promise of God to carry her through. This has been Jeff Buckles with the Two Roads to Two Destinies Ministry saying goodbye.
Thank you for being with us once again. And we're glad that Jeff is able to be with us this week as he's looking at Bible characters in the Old Testament. Join us tomorrow at 1 o'clock to 1:15 for the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry. If you have any comments or questions, please call us. This week our number is 879-5695. Jeff Buckles.